The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis the Broth Jones. Ooh. We want to welcome you to our show today,
As
we do every week, every day, three times a week. All right. So welcome to Alive and Well's Nutrition Hour, if you will. And we're going to get right on with the show and give you some new information you probably haven't heard before.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and humbly grateful owners of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most, along with our fabulous son, Darren. How could I forget to say that? I think it was because it's been, you know, it was Gary's birthday just recently, and I think, you know, I'm want to bring
Gary?
All
Gary. Who's Gary?
And I want to bring all the food and set it out here, all the organic food from the Broth Cafe. But we'll be getting to that in another minute, okay? And we're the happy owners of Alive and Well, where you have the most amazing formulas, terrific products, variation, health, across the boards, everything that you need to address to make you a happier and healthier you, it's there at Alive and Well. And we cannot forget the incredible Broth Cafe.
And
that's a broad spectrum broth. Broad spectrum broth.
Broth.
The word broth cannot say everything about it. It's all the different wonderful, whatever your choice, we don't want to interfere with your choices. Except if you try to eat sugar, okay, we'll interfere with that. But whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, if you want wild meats, you want the wild chicken, you want beautiful wild fish, you want the vegan choices, we have all of those choices organic at the Broth Cafe. And don't forget the alliance, the interactive, loving alliance with the local Maui organic farmers. Every single day, the fabulous organic certified produce brought in with our beautiful expert who is there juicing everything in the high concentration juices, and we have a lot more to talk about that way. Go ahead, Dan, talk.
And when you're talking about the broth, I don't know if you're aware of it, folks, but you can download the Broth app via Google Play or Apple Store, and the whole menu is there, the whole selection is presented to you. You make your choices on the app. You tell them what time you want to pick it up, and it's ready the minute you walk in the door.
Absolutely. Regardless how large. We have people having friends, having parties, having celebrations, now especially the summer holidays, and they're delicious. The children love it. There are lots of little children that are being brought in because there are wonderful combinations that are made that little kids love without the dangers and the negative effects that you often see advertised on TV of the sugary snacks given to kids. So we have a whole host for everyone, any age. And don't forget the Vortex power, dear.
Vortex water.
That's right.
The power of the Vortex
water. Power.
It releases the innate energy-producing combustion of hydrogen and oxygen.
I feel that every day of my life. The plants love it, too.
Indeed they do.
So loaded with oxygen, free of any contaminants. It's listed, proven, all kinds of wonderful things, energizing, strengthening immune system, it gives structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's all there. And that's what's used at the Broth Cafe, only what's used.
Whether it's the broth itself, which is purely the Vortex water and all the beautiful organic components, but also the coffee or the tea.
That's right.
Is all made with the Vortex water.
That's right. Of course, whatever that choice, whether it's tea or coffee, it's going to be organic. Mm-hmm. Because that we are committed. Fanatic organics. And you know, the other aspect, remembering too the vast thing of the certified high concentration juices, and again from the local organic farmers, etc. And I'm madly in love with the green juices. I have that every single day. We've given you so much background, so it probably gets could be a bit of a bore for you. But for many years, the recognition of healthy vegetable juices and what it could do for the immune system, etc.
And you don't have to go in a purely juice fast.
No.
You can if you want to, of course. But if you want to just use the juices as Mona and Dennis use them, with each meal or a snort in between meals, whatever it is.
I just drink it all the day when I'm at the store. It's always there. And in addition to, remember, too, that we have special machinery with high concentration. It's juiced so that it's much more concentrated mm-hmm. than a regular juicer, which makes it fabulous and 100% organic. They're available. You can do all of your choices. We had a lovely testimonial, but I'll tell about it in a second. And I'm very, very grateful that every day the local organic coconut farmer and his lovely wife bring in their fabulous coconut milks and et cetera and so forth from freshly made, freshly taken out of their certified organic coconut plants, et cetera. And they're so delicious. I love the coconut milk especially. But they're, and a gentleman, I don't remember exactly whether he was originally from New York, from Brooklyn, or it could have been right around the general area over there. But he always loves to give me a bit of an accent. He goes, "Aye, this is so terrific. I love it." And every day, because he heard us speak about it, he started to take the coconut milk and the green juices, and he noticed a wondrous difference.
Milk is almost like eating sweet cream. It's just
right.
Like
without the sugars.
Without the sugar, without the animal product.
No, and
if you're
very
vegetarian,
healthy.
It's a fantastic drink for you.
That's right, and I love to. I love to use it in a variety of dishes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to watch a cooking channel to realize you can substitute that for a whole lot of different things.
And if you're doing a protein powder,
that's right.
You can just mix it up with a spoon. You can mix it up.
I do that in the morning with my collagen powder.
And collagen powder, protein powder, and some blueberries.
That's right. You can
blueberries are super pooper duper stuff.
That's right. So you can be, there's a lot of different creative ways you can do this, okay? But and I am a big believer in collagen. You know, what's amazing to me is how we can know something so critically important by the top experts, and yet this is not recognized, isn't told to us across the boards. Well, a very famous board-certified cardiologist, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, he has been very passionate about how heart disease, people with heart disease or have heart problems lack energy and the importance of energy to the heart, which you've said, Dan. You've said so many times. For so many years. And he says the importance of energy metabolism and cardiovascular health. And he focuses on endless studies proving the role of cardio CoQ10, mm-hmm. the active, powerful source of CoQ10, acetyl L-carnitine, which is the form of that nutrient that passes the heart barrier, the blood-brain barrier, even helps the liver break down.
Why does the brain have a barrier? Because it wants to filter out all the debris and other stuff in your blood that should not be in the brain.
Well, you know what?
But
that's
also,
right.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, I was going to say, you can be married to somebody, and sometimes you develop a blood-brain barrier. You don't want to hear what he has to say on this, or you don't want to hear if he's going to say something like that, so you make a blood-brain barrier. Is that what you're going to say, honey? I'm kidding, dear. You can always get through to me. You don't have to be acetyl L-carnitine.
But what's nice about acetyl L-carnitine is it rejuvenates the heart.
That's right.
Rejuvenates the liver.
That's right.
Rejuvenates all the vital organs in your body.
It's
and
critical.
The brain says, hey,
acetyl L.
Acetyl L-carnitine.
That's right.
This way, I need you. Come in and rejuvenate me, says the brain.
And you know what's amazing to me, as it has been forever, but is that the European doctors, it's been the leader in Europe. Acetyl L-carnitine has been the leader in Europe, along with 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid, and even the CoQ10, but the acetyl L-carnitine has been a top player in regenerating the brain and reversing Alzheimer's, et cetera, and so much. That's what they use it for. Am I making the claim? No. I'm saying it's a wonderful food with no side effects. So here's what Dr. Sinatra, leading cardiologist, has to say. I'll begin and then hand it over to you, kid, okay?
Okay, babe.
And here he's saying, cardio coenzyme Q10 in clinical cardiovascular disease. Now, before I start, let's remember, Mona and I, oy vey, I need more acetyl-L-carnitine, Gary. Oy vey. Anyway, Dennis and I are not
Did
doctors.
Did you like that I was doing Mona vocal impersonation? That wasn't Mona messing up. That was me.
Oh, Dan, you're so tricky. Anyway, it's just that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't put people on medications or anything. We take them off medications, doctor's area. But we're strictly informants. You know, we tell people.
Reporters, if you will.
That's okay. It. I'm just reporting he's going to be reporting about clinical trials.
There you go.
Okay? I'm not making the claim. Not Mona, not Dan. Quoting Dr. Sinatra. Cardiocoenzyme Q10 deficiency is quite common, says the doctor, in cardiac patients. This has been well documented in myocardial biopsies, especially in patients undergoing cardiac transplantation. Researchers found the lowest tissue levels of cardiocoenzyme Q10 in the sickest and most compromised patients. Most of them were, in fact, what are called class 4 cardiac patients. Very serious.
Pretty advanced.
Those with symptoms such as extreme fatigue, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, even when they are resting. Because the heart is so metabolically active and requires a constant supply of ATP, how many times have they heard us say that? This is me speaking. Adenosine triphosphate, heart energy.
Keep in mind also this salient point. When you're young, when you're growing, when your mom's egg and your dad's sperm created you, from that second on, every second, every breath of life is to build you, create you, renew you, restore you, and get you grown up and adult. It can't do that by limiting different nutrients. It actually, your body actually creates its own cardio Q10 when you're young.
That's right. And it's the active CoQ10. That's right.
And when that's what gives youth so much, and one of the components among many, which your body creates on its own to create life within each and every cell. But when you reach the magic age of around 27 years, suddenly you don't make those things anymore. All those things come to a screeching halt.
27, huh?
27. By the age of 30, nobody
makes
cardio Q10
becoming deficient.
Anymore. But by the mid-30s, people start noticing they don't have quite the same oomph they had when they were 18 or 20.
And remember, the cardio Q10, he's talking here about the heart, and he'll go into things. But remember, it is the muscular, the heart is the muscle. It is the energy of the heart muscle, but it's also the energy of the other muscles in the body, too.
Exactly right.
Right. And he goes on to say that cardiocoenzyme Q10 deficiencies have been confirmed among patients with congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, angina pectoris, cardiomyopathy, hypertension, and mitral valve prolapse, as well as among those who have had coronary bypass surgery. In fact, cardiocoenzyme Q10 deficiencies in heart disease and the positive response of patients to CoQ10 in the literature is so well documented that the pharmacy committee at the hospital where I practice placed it on the hospital formulary as far back as 1992.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So here he's saying, you'll have it in a minute, CardioQ10 can be administered in clinical settings for a wide variety of cardiovascular diseases, including angina, unstable angina syndrome, mitochondrial preservation during thrombolysis, myocardial preservation before, during, and after cardiac surgery, congestive heart failure. It goes on and on and on and
on. Keep in mind, your heart is just as old as you are, but your heart doesn't have that energy, that magic substance called CardioQ10 that it made when you were young.
That's right.
So if you're 60 years old, you've got a 60-year-old heart that's been 30 years without CardioQ10. And that muscle is just as weakened with age as every other muscle in your body.
And with blood pressure medications, it robs the body of the CoQ10, which causes it.
And cholesterol drugs robs
the body
of CoQ10.
And here he has to say another critically important point. He says here, toxin-induced cardiotoxicity. For example, a side effect of adriamycin. The drug, a chemotherapy drug that he's saying here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chemo. So the chemotherapy drug, adriamycin, and the CardioQ10 was protecting the heart from the cardiotoxicity, side effect of the drug given as chemo and all. People always want to know. Again, we're not claiming to be experts. What do I do if I mean, what about the side effects of the chemo if they make that choice? And this is an important nutrient to help prevent the side effects.
That's right. But without that nutrient, those drugs play a heavy burden on a 60-year-old heart.
That's what it says, okay. Toxin-induced cardiotoxicity.
Yeah.
Right. And he says this, that the CardioQ10 is essential and for renovascular hypertension. That has to do with the kidneys. He goes into that. Kidney health. Ventricular arrhythmia, helping to prevent the arrhythmia in the ventricle of the heart, mitral valve prolapse, I'm going to give it to you in a second, honey. Although clinical research has consistently shown cardiocoenzyme Q10 to be clinically effective for coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, and high blood pressure, and also a protection against the cardiotoxic effects of adriamycin treatment in a form of chemotherapy. All of that.
Now, keep in mind, other holistic physicians have pointed out that perhaps you've experienced muscle weakness. You pick up what used to be a piece of cake, pick up whatever a piece of cake or anything else. There's no problem picking it up. But anything of any weight or density or concentration, suddenly you can't lift it anymore.
That's right.
Suddenly, if you do try, you may get a little bit of tremor or shake in your arm. Well, that's what the heart is going through, trying to keep up with life's demands to get the blood your brain to your little toe. 2,000 gallons of blood that sucker pumps every day of your life.
Wow.
Okay? That's a heavy job. But is your 50-year-old heart up to that job? Is it like it was when you were 20 years old? No, it isn't, unless you're doing what Dr. Sinatra talked about.
And would you read this and then read the next page for me, dear, please? Okay? Remember at the bottom. Remember at the bottom. Go ahead.
Okay.
Remember.
He goes on to say, remember the cardiovascular benefits of CardioQ10 are primarily due to its role in the following points. CardioQ10 directly supporting adenosine triphosphate, that's the energy producing cycling,
that's
recycling,
right.
And the mitochondria of the cell. I've mentioned this several times. Every cell in your body has mitochondria, produce energy for that cell. And the heart, the number of mitochondria per cell varies with where that cell is located, whether it's your heart or your little toe or whatever it is. But the heart has, and you can't even see a human cell without a microscope, but within that heart cell are up to 5,000 energy-producing mitochondria. All right? And the CardioQ10 energizes those mitochondria. Going on. CardioQ10 acts as an antioxidant. It reduces inflammatory components.
Good, important.
Stabilizes cell membranes. Very important.
Very important. Okay.
And reducing platelet size, distribution, and stickiness, and limiting platelet activation and aggregation.
Which causes heart attacks when you get platelet aggregation.
Right.
They stick together.
And it's fighting that formation.
That's right. And you turn that page and we got more goodies for you.
Turn
the page, kid. You can do this. Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
The doctor goes on to say, following 3 months of continuous CardioQ10 treatment, symptoms decreased as follows. Edema, the fluid retention, was 79% less.
Right. And even in congestive heart failure, when the heart swells up and the legs swell up and the lungs get full of fluid, all of that. That's congestive heart failure.
When the your legs are filling up with water.
That's
your ankles,
right.
And your legs
and
are filling
lungs.
With water. That's edema.
That's right.
And CardioQ10 strengthens the heart to get rid of that water. It also has pulmonary edema, lung congestion, and fluid reduced by 78%.
Amazing. Hear this? Mm-hmm. Why aren't people told this?
Because drugs are more profitable.
Yeah, there you go.
It also reduces liver enlargement by 49%.
Wow. And people get concerned about the liver, and look at that liver connection all the time.
The venous congestion.
Veins.
The veins in your body congest with what? With water, with other foreign matter that should not be there. The shortness of breath is improved by 53%. The venous congestion is reduced by 72%. The heart palpitations, get this, and reduced by 75%.
In all the patients in clinical trials, this is a top cardiologist quoting, not Mona, not Dan.
Again, the heart palpitations are what? The heart isn't able to function as a normal heart. It's trying hard to get the job done.
Right.
And it's like a weak muscle
again.
And it starts to palpitate.
Good grief.
Okay. And number five?
That's right. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing because he goes on to say, okay, and he says here, in conclusion, it is my belief that CardioQ10 should be administered to every CHF, that's congestive heart failure patient. Do we hear the doctor saying that?
Well,
the recommendation is supported by a recent meta-analysis. You know what a meta-analysis is? Analysis of all the studies ever done, integrating and summarizing the results of all the studies. This analysis demonstrated significant improvement in ejection fraction, cardiac output, all cardiac function, 8 double-blind trials. double-blind. And CarQ10 was effective in the treatment of congestive heart failure. Moreover, says the doctor, I'll give it to you in a minute, should also be motivated to consider CardioQ10 as a first line of defense in CHF treatment to reduce human suffering and all cardiac dysfunction based on both clinical research and case studies that have been presented.
And other holistic physicians point out, it isn't a matter of defense, it's a matter of offense. It's a matter of strengthening that heart to be able to do what it was designed to do, what it did the first 25 years of your life.
Right.
Okay? You didn't have those heart conditions at the age of 25 or 18. But as you get older, it's a weakened muscle because it's 50 or 60 years old and has been living the last 30 years without CardioQ10.
That's right. And you know, there's another connection he makes in this book. I want to make this point because he makes this point that because all the muscles are it's essential to all the muscles, the CardioQ10.
And your brain.
Right. So he makes the point that when the muscles break down because of the lack of the CardioQ10, the muscular breakdown overloads the kidneys. Mm-hmm. It overloads the liver, just like that's why it causes liver failure.
Right.
But overloads the kidneys. That's why, and he makes this a main connection with a lot of people who go through a kidney failure. I know that I remembered because I made it, you know, I just remembered making a note years ago that because my brother died from the treatments they gave him, and he had a kidney failure after taking blood pressure medication. He had a whole lot of symptoms. His heart was fibrillated wildly, and then having kidney failure, part of the reason is that when the muscles break down, the kidneys try to clean it out of
That's
the
right.
body, but they
debris.
Get overwhelmed.
Of course.
They get overwhelmed, and he makes that point. So it's not just, it's so many different things, and the brain also need.
But what's so neat about it, honey, is this. As it rejuvenates the muscle of the heart, it also rejuvenates your biceps and your triceps, your thigh muscles
That's
and
right.
your back muscles.
That's right.
It also rejuvenates the kidneys because the kidneys have been living without this vital substance just as your heart has
That's
for
right.
God knows how many years, how old you are. When you're young, you make it. When you're not young, you don't make it. You don't make it when you're still young, of say 25, 27 years of age, you make it, and then it stops by age 30.
That's exactly right. And now, interesting, Dan, because his passion is with two great nutrients, especially, and this is all of his writing. And funny, it's right into the second subject we just brought up. And he says here Secondary, acetyl-L-carnitine deficiencies are most often associated with renal failure, dialysis, severe malnutrition, and liver cirrhosis, the scarring tissue in the liver, causing the end of liver function. Acetyl-L-carnitine deficiencies. Recently, the AIDS population has shown significantly reduced levels of acetyl-L-carnitine. Some of the end-stage symptoms of AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, are exhaustion, cachexia, muscle breakdown, and muscle weakness. They respond very positively to acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Does this blow your mind?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how Gary's going to cover for me the rest of the show. I can barely speak anymore. But I didn't
Let's give that a test.
But I didn't really associate. I knew so often about acetyl-L-carnitine in the brain. I did know about the liver, preventing scar tissue of the liver. But I'd never fully associated it with renal failure.
You know what is so common? I did this. Most young people do this. They don't pay attention to their health. They've got health. They've got energy. They've got endurance. They got all kinds of activities, okay? It just comes naturally to them because their body is creating it with whatever they eat, okay?
Right, right.
But I ate nothing but crap when I was a kid. Ice cream and candy and beer and
You didn't know, you didn't know.
Of course I didn't
but
know.
But we did got
but
together
that's,
and
that's
we did know.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. So eating all the junk in the world, you still grow up to be a halfway energetic and bright human being. But do your eating habits change when you reach 30 years of age? No. You continue to eat the same way you did when you were younger, maybe a few improvements. But that causes, that just rapidly increases the rate of destruction of cellular function, of enzymatic activity, and cell-to-cell communication in your body.
Well, I had a different experience. I was a severely allergic, asthmatic, and everything, and was deathly ill and always at the doctors, and endless infections and endless drugs. And then they told my mother and me that I didn't look like I was going to make it to my early 20s. But diet, when we learned about nutrition, it made a difference.
That's
right,
the whole point.
That's the
difference. Where's the point in life where you learn about nutrition?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
With me, it didn't happen in the 20s.
Right. No, and you know, but your dad, remember, I feel badly because every time on Father's Day, I always think of Harry Jones, your dad, and the expression that changed my life when we were young married guys, having an occasional cigarette. And I said, he saw us doing that, and I said to him, oh, it's just once in a while. And he says, it was just a little bit. And then what did Harry say? There's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there, and it was like, you know, that God moment, or that moment when the light shines on your head, or everything changes in your life. Everything changed. We never took another cigarette after that. And it was a major thing. But his words through all these years, much more than 50 years, all these years has stayed with me. There's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
I think he mentioned that to my mother several times. My mother was a heavy smoker. But it took a little bit of God's wonder in the form of child to make my mother stop.
That's
okay.
Right.
Bless her. Wasn't the child. It was Rachel. Do you remember that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Our first child. Yes, Rachel. I do.
And Rachel said...
gosh.
Rachel said one day... We were visiting my folks in Iowa, and Rachel was talking with Mom, which they often had chats and discussions.
I never forget. Yeah.
And she was about not even three.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
And Mom was smoking a cigarette, and Rachel said, "Graham, I wish you wouldn't smoke." And she said, "Mom was taken back by this
three years old, telling
her not to smoke." And she says, "Why, honey? Why?" Is because, Graham, if you smoke, soon I won't have a Graham.
Oh, that's right. Now you're bringing me to tears.
Yeah,
and
me
how
too.
Am I going to do the rest of the show? and I always see her with her in the tiny, your mommy was tiny and wonderful, a giant heart. And she would be in the tiny little rocking chair singing Baby's Boat to Rachel when she was a tiny tot, just adored her. And Darren, too. She loved them both so much.
And Dennis, too.
Oh, my gosh. But okay. I had forgotten that story. Wonderful, darling. Wonderful. So back to Acetyl L-carnitine and saying, as he says here, acetyl L-carnitine deficiencies are most often associated with renal failure, dialysis, severe malnutrition, and liver cirrhosis, okay? And he says, but even the AIDS, tremendous benefit they experienced when they took essential acetyl L-carnitine.
AIDS patients, yes.
Yes, AIDS patients. Now I want to give the summary, then I can give it back to you, dear. And that is, here he's saying, the doctor, quoting him, remember, the primary function of acetyl L-carnitine is the transport of fatty acids to the inner mitochondrial membrane where they're needed as fuel. Just as you've said, Den. It's me saying that. Since the normal heart gets at least 60% of its fuel from fat sources, maximizing the oxidation of these fats is especially crucial for anyone with heart disease, particularly people with moderate to severe heart disease. And he says, I've been delighted to discover that the addition of acetyl L-carnitine has had a very positive and measurable impact on all of my patients with heart disease. What a blessed guy he is. And can you read this right here? All right. All right. Top of the page.
Okay, top of the page. Here we go, folks. Verbatim. The doctor says, my personal experience as well as the scientific literature support acetyl L-carnitine, CardioQ10, being effective in a wide variety of cardiovascular situations, such as the following: angina pectoris, unstable angina, congestive heart failure, toxin-induced cardiotoxicity, which is a common side effect of adrenomyosin, renal insufficiency, especially in those having dialysis.
It's just like I said before about my brother.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So who are the most patients having dialysis?
Diabetics. You know, and the 100% are.
And what does sugar do for you?
Yeah, that's what it
destroys
does.
Destroys your kidneys.
That's right.
And your eyes and your brain.
Exactly.
He goes on to say renal insufficiency is another one that's corrected, especially on those having dialysis, and ventricular arrhythmia, your heart again, high cholesterol and lipid fat disorders. Again, there's improvement with these two nutrients. Peripheral claudication, leg cramps, usually associated with peripheral vascular disease.
Yes, so he's also saying how tremendous acetyl L-carnitine is in reversing cardiovascular disease and the cramping and the pain that's going on with that. And all of these things connected with the negative effects of drugs and not taking the right nutrients.
And then he kind of sums it up. He says, I am so used to dealing with the side effects of cardiac drugs that I can't tell you how much better I sleep at night prescribing nutrients like the carnitines, which are virtually devoid of any side effect.
Bravo, 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 Dr. Sinatra.
Acetyl L-carnitine, CardioQ10.
That's absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And bless him that he has done that so dramatically, okay? You know, yeah, and then he does summarize, but he quotes all the top medical journals. You can't leave it. He even says that in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, study researchers were doing this all huge study after acute heart attacks, etc. He goes on and on and on, and he says that the acetyl L-carnitine supplementation was widespread potential to protect heart attack victims and to help them survive. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. But I didn't know that it had that effect on cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, with every cell.
Amazing.
Every cell.
Okay. And, you know, he also does make, he doesn't leave the topic without saying there are excellent supplements that support to prevent the palpitations, PACs, PVCs, all of that are his typical cocktail, he puts it in parentheses, are a CardioQ10, acetyl-L-carnitine, magnesium. He does this as a great support player. Mm-hmm. I would add taurine, too, because mm-hmm. of that effect that it also has. He also adds D-ribose for the energy, which is a wonderful nutrient that helps it's not this big a player, but it is a support player, the D-ribose. We have
it's
that.
It's an energy producer for
right.
the cells.
And okay. that's why athletes take it so yeah. much, for sustained energy without a stimulus.
Without the sugar effect, without the negative sugar effect.
No, that's
effect.
Right. And not that adrenaline high, or, you know, and all of that, okay? And he does say, maybe he was the first to say this. My typical cocktail to suppressing these irregular heartbeats and all that is acetyl-L-carnitine, CardiQ10, D-ribose, and magnesium. I call these nutrients the awesome foursome.
Wonderful.
I think that amazing. That can be this doctor saying he doesn't want to hurt all of the things like that. And then he has a whole big thing, which we've done, of the acetyl-L-carnitine and kidney disease. You know, do you want to?
Well, the same scenario follows.
Yeah, he has a whole long thing all about the patients. That's his topic. And, these patients kidney disease are extremely vulnerable to ventricular arrhythmia. And he goes on and on. The kidney is the major site of acetyl-L-carnitine biosynthesis. So a diseased kidney is a threat to carnitine production. And he says patients with renal failure, hemodialysis patients experience muscle weakness, high triglycerides, congestive heart failure, cardiac arrhythmias. And he goes on to say that the acetyl-L-carnitine corrects it, okay, and treats it. Isn't that wonderful?
It's incredible.
And it helps with the triglycerides and cholesterol. I didn't know that. One of the risk factors for patients undergoing hemodialysis is hypertriglyceridemia, a common disorder, and impaired fatty acid oxidation. And so they go on to say about how effective acetyl-L-carnitine is at correcting this. And even adding that the chemotherapy drugs, Adriamycin toxicity, acetyl-L-carnitine, as well as the CardioQ10, have been shown to protect against the damaging effects on the heart yep. produced by these chemotherapy drugs. Oh, that is amazing. Why? And since this is known and all the clinical trials cited by this top cardiologist, why don't they do this? Instead, oftentimes telling patients, don't use nutrients, right?
Right.
So great things, and remember, even for an unrelated, desiring to have energy, or to have combinations that produce energy, so that you can do your workouts, so that you can have a better quality of life. That D-ribose is widely used without that stimulant and dangerous effect that stimulants can have.
There you go.
And, well, he's not the only one. Dr. David Brownstein saying again, another study, scientists at Tulane University looked at 14 randomized controlled trials involving supplementation with CardioQ10. All right? Congestive heart failure. And he talks about the highest concentration of CardioQ10 occurs in the heart muscle. Studies show a direct correlation between low CardioQ10 and heart failure. And the increased rate of congestive heart failure is due to the use of statin medications.
That's been known for so long, but it has not been addressed because it's a forbidden topic.
That's right. Okay. Big, and he says that those drugs, I want you to talk about it, but just the last statement here by Dr. David Brownstein, increased rate of congestive heart failure due to the use of statin, which poison the enzyme HMG, COA reductase, and decreases the body's production of CoQ10.
Okay. The statin drugs create muscle weakness for your whole body. They create diabetes. They create dementia. That's just three or four of the major ones. But according to the major medical journals in the world, the New England Journal of Medicine, the British Medical Journal, the Lancet, the American College of Cardiology, According to the editorial staff of each of those major medical publications, point out that after 40 years of prescribing anti-cholesterol drugs to supposedly cure heart disease is more rampant than ever. And there is zero evidence in all the test trials, there is zero evidence that the statin drugs have ever extended the life of one human being. Whoa.
Wow.
That's pretty loud.
That's right.
Okay. But they go on to substantiate that in their articles, with their editorials. Not articles, their editorials. Most of these medical journals are written by doctors for doctors as their audience, and by drug companies telling doctors how to use drugs. But the editorial staff has made a special endeavor, a major work, to point out that out of every 100 persons who've had a heart attack and are on statin drugs, normally two will die. One will survive. So they give the drug companies say that means the statin drugs have a 50% better chance of living than non-statin drugs. We're not talking about the other people who passed away.
Right. And you know one of the, you know, you have to remember that the Food and Drug Administration is not going to put a black box warning unless it's proven to do the negative effects, the drug that they're saying. And a black box warning on the statin medications includes mental decline, cognitive decline, and the second one is diabetes, increasing blood sugar.
There's also sarcopenia, which is muscle wasting.
That's right, exactly.
And that's why the heart becomes weaker, because the heart is a major muscle.
Right, but the two things that in the black...
And the statin drugs actually create a weaker heart.
Because it robs the body of the cardio-Q10.
Exactly.
But again, it's shooting up the sugar. And a real important reason about the shooting up of the sugar is that... I want you to read this, dear, because this was here by Dr. Chauncey Crandall, leading a famous doctor. These are all different doctors quoting the studies. Would you, pre-diabetes, which another doctor we have of the data, quoted data that one out of every two people age 65 and above has a pre-diabetic condition and are not even aware of it. Would you read this right here about pre-diabetes?
Here we go, folks.
By Dr. Chauncey Crandall.
Pre-diabetes, a condition in which blood sugar levels are high but not yet tipped over into full-blown diabetes. They pose a threat to brain health. New British research shows that. Victoria Garfield and her team at the Institute of Cardiovascular Science and MRC Unit for Lifelong Health and Aging at the University College London analyzed the United Kingdom biobank data. That's a long phrase. Anyway, it's all medically researched and reported. The 500,000 people, average age 58, they were all the test subjects. Compared to those with normal blood sugar levels, people with prediabetes had a 42% higher risk of mental decline over an average of 4 years and were 54% more likely to develop vascular dementia caused by reduced blood flow to the brain over an average of 8 years. Shall I just repeat that one more time?
Unbelievable.
Okay. This major medical locale test, aging at the University College London, analyzed the United Kingdom biobank data on 500,000 people, average age 58, and compared to those with normal blood sugar levels, the people with prediabetes pre-diabetes, okay? Those with pre-diabetes, had a 42% higher risk of mental decline over an average of 4 years.
Unbelievable.
And were 54% more likely to develop vascular dementia.
That's right.
Caused by reduced blood flow to the brain.
That's
over
right.
An average of 8 years.
The caramelization of the brain, advanced glycosylation end system, caramelization of the brain. And interesting, because this other top doctor, which is a whole big article, I want to make a couple points connected to this, Dr. Moline, she says, half of Americans over age 65 have prediabetes. They don't even know about it. Mm-hmm. So they are at higher risk of developing the disease of diabetes.
That's right.
And those numbers don't include the rising cases that we're seeing. So what has happened? She goes on to say the terrible diet, the terrible choices. And then she says here, the benefits of healthy blood sugar. This is very important. You need to get this. This has to get into your brain, okay? Mm-hmm. This has to get into
the brain, which declines in function with more all the sugar you eat.
Yes, and that's right. And she says we have changed drastically. Our eating habits have changed. We got used to a constant oversupply of starchy and sugary carbs. So here is her part what she's saying in this article: benefits of healthy blood sugar. When blood sugar is elevated, your body produces extra insulin. Although insulin is an essential hormone, it becomes harmful when levels are chronically too high by increasing inflammation and leading to a host of diseases associated with aging. When levels of blood sugar and insulin are in optimal ranges, that's the correct ranges, these are some important benefits that have been documented. Stable energy levels, better sleep, less risk for type 2 diabetes, joint pain less, lower blood pressure, less weight gain, easier weight loss, stronger resistance to infections, better memory, improved mental focus, lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides, less coronary artery disease, fewer heart attacks, less risk for Alzheimer's, less risk for Parkinson's, fewer migraines, and lower risk of cancer.
Yes, but diabetes itself and excess insulin creates blindness and dementia.
That's right.
And restricted blood flow, so that's more amputations of toes and feet and legs and hands, okay? That's what sugar does for you, folks. That's the benefits of eating sugar.
That's right.
And all the benefits of nutrition are just peed away with excess kidney disease going along with the side effects of the drugs and the disease itself.
Right, and she says that large government studies, surveys of 44,000 American adults show that half the calories in a typical diet come from carbs, mostly processed foods, mm-hmm. and drinks that are low in nutrients and high in starch and sugar. Such processed carbs alter the human metabolism. They cause elevated blood sugar and insulin and lead to type 2 diabetes and heart disease, higher levels of chronic inflammation, higher levels of arthritis, brain degeneration, heart degeneration, and faster aging. How much more? Stop the carbs, yep. right? Stop
all the carbs. Carbs turn to sugar.
And can you just say too, Dennis, and thank God we have it in again, the leading thing in Europe, over the more than half a century, European doctors have used one nutrient of 100% R-alpha lipoic acid, stabilizing the blood sugar and preventing and reversing, as they say, not Mona, the leading cause of blindness, which is the neuropathy of the retina of the eyes, and also nerve destruction through the body. Can you talk about the 100% R-alpha lipoic?
Well, 100% R-alpha lipoic is 100% natural source alpha lipoic acid. If you see something that says alpha lipoic acid, well, that's okay, but it's a synthetic form. The R alpha is the preferred form to use because it's more effective and it has no side effects whatsoever. But R alpha lipoic acid is a major antioxidant. It prevents hyperoxidation, which destroys connective tissue, neuronal transport. It's a major negative, okay?
Right, and has bright.
But the R-alpha lipoic acid restores brain function, eye function, central nervous system function, and every cell in your body needs R-alpha lipoic acid for its metabolic function in the body.
And it makes the insulin more effective, so you don't get the insulin shooting up, causing the weight gain and causing all this destruction we've just been reading about.
Well, yes, it makes it more effective, but it also prevents those negative reactions to it.
That's right, because your body isn't pumping out a whole ton of it in order to try to achieve its job, okay? And we don't have the insulin resistance, which causes the elevation.
But the brain and the eyes and the central nervous system are the first to go with the diabetic and diabetes. And the R-alpha lipoic is a major neurotransmitter and adenosine triphosphate carrier, activator which is energy for every cell in your body.
And that's why it's been a leader in Europe for more than half a century for not only stabilizing the diabetes, preventing diabetic retinopathy, they say, and neuropathy, mm-hmm. nerve damage, but also great for the brain because it's regenerating the neurons in the brain.
The neurotrophic factor, absolutely.
And she has an article here about the need for healthy fat. And when you go that way, probably can only get into the first part, but can you talk about the need for healthy fat, okay?
If they're the right fats.
Okay, to read that first paragraph.
Okie doke.
The need for healthy fat. The
healthy fat has always been a key source of nutrition for humans. Way back when, before meat was neatly trimmed and packaged in supermarkets, people ate all the parts of animals from nose to tail, including organs, fatty cuts that we shun today, and skin of poultry and fish. This was true whether people hunted for wild animals or raised them on farms or caught fish in the rivers and oceans. Our pristine muscle meats lack much of the natural fat. A few decades ago, when carbs began to be heavily promoted by the government and doctors, fat was demonized and replaced by unhealthy processed carbohydrates. And it goes on to talk about fat myths, the saturated fats.
Right.
That the main type found in animals was wrongly labeled as a trigger for heart disease.
Right, and she, we have so much we can cover more of it. And there was even big time news. We'll just say a quick sentence on it. When getting a D is good, you know, D used to mean you'd flunked your test when you were a young kid. When it comes to this is again doctors' statements over here. When it comes to preventing the worst outcomes of COVID-19 infection, more and more evidence showing that vitamin D3, a daily dose of ideal potency, is the performance you want to achieve. The Israeli study, published in early 2022, is the latest in a vast series of COVID-19 studies to find that individuals with insufficient vitamin D3 levels get much sicker than those with higher blood levels of the vitamin. Previous studies have noted the connection between vitamin D3 levels and the course that COVID-19 takes among its patients. Dr. Emil Dror of Galilee Medical Center, the home of the research, points to vitamin D3's already proven ability to bolster the immune system against attacks on the respiratory system.
There you go.
And thank God we have the D3-10,000, tiny little dot.
And the Vitamin D3 Council of Research Physicians have pointed out that 80% of the American population is not just low in vitamin D3, but they are virtually deficient in vitamin D3. How many infections can you stop by supplementing with vitamin D3, they ask? Use the optimal dosage of 5,000 to 10,000 units per day.
That's right. They absolutely recommend that. So remember to come to Alive and Well. Alive and Well. We are alive and well. Want you to be alive and well. Fanatic Organics, we are there for you. And we are there in all of the different ways and all the different wonders. And you can always call that 877-4950. Get your fabulous food or any one of our multitudinous services. Mailing, shipping, getting anything out for you anywhere. Can't come in, we'll send it to your door, whatever the situation. And the 877-4950. Again, Dennis and I aren't doctors. We don't charge anything. We share information. But it's wonderful if you make an appointment. 877-4950, no charge, one-on-one, sitting with you, giving you great information, and which you can use for your health without any kind of charge whatsoever or any kind of claims whatsoever.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.